Welcome to Village Church Connections. I'm David Pavey. Recently, my attention was drawn to the life of Jackie Gleason. Perhaps you remember the actor, comedian, writer, singer, and dancer, most famous for his role as Ralph Cramden, the blustery New York City bus driver, in the TV show The Honeymooners. Who can forget his interaction with his best friend and neighbor, scatterbrained sanitation worker, Ed Norton, with his crumpled hat, played by Art Carney? Who can forget Ralph's arguments with his sensible TV wife, Alice, played by Audrey Meadows, who knew how to bring the braggart down to earth? But what was the story behind this seriously overweight actor? He was born on February the 26th, 1916, and named John Herbert Gleason, which evolved into Jackie. His parents were Herbert Gleason, born in New York City, and May, born Kelly, an immigrant from Ireland. The family lived at 364 Chauncey Street, apartment 1A, in Brooklyn, an address he later used as home for Ralph and Alice Cramden in The Honeymooners. Jackie had to process sadness as he grew up. When he was 3 years old, his brother and only sibling, Clement, died of meningitis at age 14. And when Jackie was 9, his father deleted any photos of himself and just before Christmas, collected his hat, coat, and paycheck, and then permanently left his family and his job. Once it became evident that he was not coming back, May went to work as a subway attendant. Jackie learned how it felt to go to bed hungry. After being part of a high school class play, Gleason developed an interest in and a gift for performing. He quit school and landed a job that paid $4 per night. He also made some income as a pool hall worker, a stunt driver, and a carnival barker. In the company of several friends, Gleason made the rounds of the local theaters. He put an act together with one of his companions, and the pair performed on amateur night at the 2,100-seat Halsey Theater in Brooklyn. In 1935, when Gleason was 19, his mother developed a large carbuncle on her neck. Gallantly, her son tried to lance it, but was unsuccessful. And when sepsis set in, May died. With only 36 cents to his name, where could Jackie go? The family of his first girlfriend offered to take him in, but Gleason insisted that he was going into the heart of New York City, where an actor friend made room for him in his hotel room. But in time, after enduring only limited success on Broadway, Gleason moved to Hollywood, where he developed a circle of friends who were known to say, "Our funny fat friend will never make it." But he did, of course. And after figuring in 27 movies and producing 65 albums of music, he found his place in television's Hall of Fame. Gleason experienced 3 marriages and wasted a fortune on booze and cigarettes, 5 packs a day. In spite of his fame, however, he was plagued by a sense of emptiness, saying, "There must be something out there besides this world." He became obsessed with parapsychology, UFOs, and extraterrestrials, accumulating a huge library of books on the paranormal. He even built one of his luxury homes in the shape of a UFO, which sold for $12 million in 2018. In 1964, 3 years before Gleason's death at 71 years of age, Morley Safer interviewed him on the CBS show 60 Minutes. Jackie, as a man who has seen and done it all, is there anything left that you still want to do? Gleason responded, I want to see the face of God. Safer chuckled uneasily. You mean you want to go to heaven? I suppose so, responded Gleason, but mostly I want to see God. And then quietly he said, but I don't know how to get to heaven. What a sad admission. I don't know how to get to heaven. And surely knowing how to get to heaven is a concern for most, if not all of us. A serious look at the crucifixion of Jesus in the Bible answers Gleason's concern. There were two criminals crucified with Jesus, one on each side. One of the criminals hanging beside Jesus scoffed. So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it. But the other criminal protested, don't you fear God, even when you have been sentenced to die? We deserve to die for our crimes, but this man hasn't done anything wrong. And then he said to Jesus, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus replied, I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise. So the criminal who showed repentance and faith in the presence of a hostile crowd would be with Jesus that very day. No sacraments, no baptism, no purgatory, no good works, no church involvement. Today, you will be with me in paradise. The other criminal would not be in paradise. Going to heaven is not universal. I don't know the rest of Gleason's story, but I hope that by the time he died, he was on the right side of the cross. I hope he had called on God for grace, found forgiveness, and entered paradise to see the face of God. Now, how about you? Is this your day to pray, Jesus, remember me? And thank you for tuning in once again to Village Church Connections.